The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Christina, I've kind of gotten wrapped up in this Gwyneth Paltrow case in Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
You know, I just ran across this kind of by accident. It's kind of an interesting case, but of course, because she's in it, it has a whole different layer, which is something I've noticed because I always like reading the comments after articles and things, but there's actually articles about the comments. People don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct.
And I don't care enough about her to like her or dislike her. I don't really dislike her, but I guess she's kind of, well, she's kind of what you think of as a typical Hollywood star, right?
She's a brat.
A diva.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't even describe her as a diva. She's an elitist. She's a spoiled brat. But, you know, I think that the part that's disappointing to people about Gwyneth Paltrow is that in the beginning, she played very sweet, loving kind of characters. People always want actors to kind of be the characters that they portray, especially when they're the good guy. And they kind of typecast themselves in real life as those people. And actors aren't always what they portray in films. They're actors.
Yeah.
And they're weird. For the most part, they're especially the really good ones. Just to be able to transcend beyond yourself and completely become a different person. I mean, look at Johnny Depp. And maybe he's not my best example here because he was recently in court too and we were talking about him. But he is one weird dude. And it's just because they leave themselves behind and can totally become somebody different. That is not something that you and I can do.
Certainly not me.
It's a very uncomfortable thing to do.
But you are at least studying.
But most people are trying to figure themselves out. Most people spend their lives trying to figure out who they are and, you know, the goods and the bads about themselves and accept what's maybe not so great about themselves. Like, they're just learning from themselves. Can you imagine having a career where you not only have to know who you are, but you have to know this complete other character that's made up in fiction and bring them to life and make them just as real as you are every day? It's a very difficult thing to do. And I think Gwyneth Paltrow is a good actress. She received an Academy Award from it. Now, John, you have a saying when it comes to the Oscars, and what is that?
You can't beat Cate Blanchett.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow did in 1999 with Shakespeare in Love. And people were up in arms because Cate Blanchett was in Elizabeth. And they were these two films that kind of were very similar. A lot of people felt like Cate Blanchett should have gotten her Oscar for that. That should have been her first Oscar. And instead, Gwyneth Paltrow won. And I think that kind of began this villainization of Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, here you have this woman who's born of Hollywood royalty, who steals it from this other woman who was so much better than. And I think that they both were great in the films that they were in. But that kind of began the villainization of Gwyneth Paltrow. And then I think as people kind of learned what type of person she is when she moved to England, her and Madonna became best friends. Then she opens up Goop. Then she marries, you know, the lead singer of, can't remember that band that performed at the halftime show on the Super Bowl not very long ago. And then, you know, then she uncouples from him. They don't divorce. It's conscious uncoupling. Now she's got remarried, but they don't live together so that they can elongate their marriage and make it as most successful as she's just like really obnoxious. And I feel like as people have learned who Gwyneth Paltrow is, they just don't like who she is. And they really wish that she was more of the character she played in movies.
Well, it was kind of funny. You're able to watch this, and people are watching this trial, and they're commenting on her.
And what she's wearing, what and she's how wearing, she's looking.
Like, she was wearing these glasses, which I didn't find remarkable at all, but they looked like glasses that Jeffrey Dahmer wore, apparently. And people were, I mean, they're, you know, imagine making that stretch.
Side-by-side images of her and Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. And you're going, okay, this is a stretch.
So people are commenting about her and what she looks like, what she's wearing, her glasses, how she looks bored. I mean, they're just commenting about her more than they're commenting about the trial. But the trial in and of itself is pretty interesting because it involves what they're calling a ski hit and run.
But it can't be called a hit and run anymore.
No, not officially.
The judge ruled on that.
But that's what we're, you know, that's kind of what it sounds like. It really wasn't, but that's what they were calling it to begin with, because the guy that got hit, number one, he doesn't remember anything. He's having to go to court here, and he didn't go to court after, so 3 years after this. Happened in, what, 2016 or something like that?
Correct.
So it's been around for several years, and it didn't go to court for 3 years. He can't remember anything. He's having to rely on what other people tell him about what happened, because he doesn't know. That's weird.
That's weird. He claims that she hit him from behind. She claims that he hit her from behind.
Typical he said, she said, right?
I mean, this is all, what everybody can agree on is that anybody, they were skiing at Deer Valley Ski Resort in Park City, yeah. Utah. And what everybody can agree on is that there was a scream by Gwyneth Paltrow heard across the mountain. They say it was this curdled scream.
Like Kong, they say.
Yes. But, you know, who hit who is under dispute here. There's no video. And, of course, as you said, this guy remembers nothing. I guess he sustained a concussion that he dealt with for 3 years. And 3 years later then filed this civil suit against her.
Were you a skier?
I guess the statute of limitation on the criminal suit was passed.
Were you a snow skier?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for people who aren't snow skiers, when you ski downhill.
Yes.
That's the nature of the game, right? You take a lift up to the top and you ski down to the bottom. So when you're skiing, you're supposed to be watching where you're going. You know, the unwritten rules of the mountain, I guess. So if you're below somebody, it's up to them to miss you, right? They can't see you because they're looking downhill.
Correct.
You generally don't. You're not looking. Unless you stop, you don't look. When you stop, you look to see if anybody's coming. But if you're skiing, the people behind you, it's up to them to avoid you. So that much people agree on. As you said, the dispute is who hit who. Because she says he hit her, and he says she hit him. So now the jury's going to have to figure this out, and I don't know how they're going to figure that out. But the thing is, the attorney for the guy is bringing up her life a lot and her status and her, she's rich, she's an A-lister, she's these things.
Let me give you an example here, okay? The guy's attorney said that Ms. Paltrow, whose family group included four instructors, spent thousands of dollars a day on tuition for her children, which allowed the family to skip the lift queues. So the ski lift line. She got to skip the line.
Like had a Disneyland fast pass.
Exactly. Because she was paying so much money, right? And then they say that once she realized that she had hit him, she flagged down, they flagged down ski patrol, but then she left. And that's why they called this a hit and run, because she left. My guess here is that, and I think that what she says here is that she's a celebrity and it's going to cause a crowd. And so she left so that it didn't cause a crowd and this guy could be taken care of.
Well, plus, like they say, she had her entourage. She had her ski instructors. They had called the ski patrol. Her instructors, she says, were handling this. And so there was no need for her to be there any longer. They're trying to portray it like she hit him and then she just took off. Her side is, no, I had my entourage. They're the ones calling her entourage, had all these people. Well, they were handling this for her. And, you know, if I was getting lessons from ski instructors on a mountain and I hit somebody or they hit me and they were there to take care of it, is there anything wrong with leaving? I mean, there's not, it's not like she was trying to not be identified. Everybody knew who she was. The people who were there knew who she was. Nobody was lying about it. Nobody's accusing of them of that. It's not like she can escape responsibility just because she skied down the mountain. So they're asking for $300,000 from her. By the way, she's worth hundreds of millions.
They're asking for $300,000. She is countersuing and asking for $1.
Yeah.
Because she says, you know, now you have, the only reason that you're suing me is because of all this stuff you bring up about me, because I'm rich.
And because of who I am. You didn't sue for 3 years. Now you're making up this story. I don't even care. She doesn't care about the money. The $300,000 doesn't mean anything to her. She's worth several hundred million from what I understand. And so she's countersuing for $1 because it's not about the money. She just feels like she's got to defend herself because she says it wasn't her fault. She didn't do this.
She is expected to take the stand at some point today. And her two kids are also expected to take the stand too because they were witnesses
there.
What they say was happening, but again, she disputes this, is that the kids were with their instructors and she was kind of ahead of them and she looked back at them really quickly and then she ran into him. And his attorneys say that distracted skiers cause crashes. And she knew that if she continued to ski that way, if she kept looking up and to the side, someone would get seriously hurt. Well, she might have just been, you know, like you're checking your blind spot when you're driving. And she may have just been quickly turning
but
to
again,
look at them.
She says.
She says that's not true.
That he hit her. And none of that is true. So this is the classic, he said, she said, on a ski slope. And I don't know how you're going to figure this out, but the interesting thing about the way that they're portraying her is they're portraying her as this unlikable person, this A-lister who has her entourage and just skied off and didn't care, when all of it might be explained. So I don't know if the way people feel about her is going to have anything to do with this. To me, I don't know how to figure this out. They both have different stories. He doesn't remember anything. That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, yesterday, I guess one of his daughters testified and her attorney really pressed hard on that witness because the daughter said, you know, that she realized 18 months after the accident that there was something seriously wrong with her dad.
Well, plus
he says, well, you know, he got a minor concussion. I guess there were maybe a series of other health events that have happened since. They're trying to attribute those to this crash. Her attorneys are trying to create them as separate health incidents.
Yeah, but again, he also tweeted or something that he was famous when there was a picture of
this.
So they are trying to portray him as like a gold digger. You know, he's got a rich person. If this wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow, who is worth a lot of money, none of this would be happening. He finally figured maybe he could get some money out of this. Why wasn't anything done for 3 years after this? I haven't seen anybody explain that. And now it's been in court, very expensive for everybody, I guess. So she's asking for $1 plus court expenses.
That's true. And I'm sure her attorneys aren't cheap.
No.
I'm going to guess that her attorneys are pretty pricey.
And I have no idea if this guy has any ability to pay that.
Well, he was a former optometrist.
Yeah. Might have a lot of money. I don't know.
But it'll be interesting to watch and, you know, her testimony in specific to see, you know, how she defends herself here and what she says.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of stumbled onto this. I kind of got sucked in because of the nature of this. It is kind of interesting. It's just all of the things that are swirling around this. And especially, I didn't realize how much people dislike Gwyneth Paltrow. I had no idea. But you do.
No, they do. They find her obnoxious.
Yeah, I kind of have some admiration for being able to be that obnoxious. Why not?
Well, you found this quote from her that said something to the effect of, it's hard for me to live like a person who makes $25,000 a year.
Well, here's what's interesting. She's an actress, and she says, I cannot act like somebody who makes $25,000 a year. Yes, you can.
Right? I mean, it's just kind of an obnoxious thing to say.
Yeah.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.